We began the subject of near, and really I wanted to deal with two issues today. Firstly, the question of what does it mean near habe chazaka, near lo habe chazaka. The Ramban shita, as usual, is a little bit hard, at least for me. You know, after the first three times reading it, it's a little bit hard to pull out exactly what the Ramban is driving at. I think I finally grasped it. The Rashba is a little clearer, and so that's one issue I want to deal with. The second issue I would like to touch upon is the maskana of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Ma Deinayim, what are the positions of Rav and Shmuel? Keep in mind that the one thing we do know already is that the Yerushalmi presented the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, or the formulation of Shmuel, more importantly, slightly differently, and that actually plays a role in the Machlokas HaRishonim. That boils down to a machlokas HaRishonim, how seriously to take the Yerushalmi's formulation and how that would shed light on what Shmuel actually holds in light of the way it's formulated in the Bavli. So let's start first with the Shita of the Rashbam. And the Rashbam, there are a few Rashbams here. Moe, can I ask you to read? Sorry. Let's start with the Rashbam, which I singled out some Rashbams. So with the first ones, I think we read already. Let's read from the bottom two on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Now this is the Havamina of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara is that near Ikebenau, that Rabbi Ishmael says near is not a chazaka. That's why apparently he requires 3 months. Rabbi Akiva says near is a chazaka, he requires 1 month. So what does Rashbam say? Rabbi Ishmael says near lo ha chazaka. Right, you have to have Ritzufim, but basically, near is not enough. You need Gemara Pere. You need Gemara Pere. And if you only have near, that in itself isn't Chazaka. Rabbi Akiva said,
near have a Chazaka.
So 1 month is enough to plow out the entire field. So then the Gemara says, that can't be, because if really that's what Rabbi Akiva held, then Afili Yomechanami. And that apparently would be his Chazaka. Okay, and therefore, and one last Rashbam we have here, Lav Lemute Nir, a little bit farther down. This was on the statement of Rav, when Rav said, Zogdiv Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Achaskasa Shalashana Miyom Liyom, Lemute Mai, Lav Lemute Nir. So Rashbam says,
Daha Afilu Pera Rabba Upera Zuta Tam Ma'et. The culture can near. Daha Miyom Liyom Ketanem.
So afil l'shanim mikuta'ot, and certainly, so Alma.
Alma nir la hashem haskat yom achad midek shana shlema. Im ken dai biyud bet chodesh u'shnei yamim ba'anan shlosha shanim yom liyom ba'anan.
Okay, now I think the last Rashbam makes it pretty clear what. The central point is as follows. The Gemara asked, does Nir constitute a chazaka? So what does that mean? Does Nir constitute chazaka? What does the Rashbam say? What is the question?
1 year.
What kind of Nir?
One of the three.
No, that I know. But what was the question? You have to... it took me a long time to grasp this. Let's talk about according to Rashbam. Jake?
Does 1 day of Nir count as an entire year?
Correct. Does 1 day of Nir count as an entire year? So there's one mandamar Nir Have Chazaka. What does the mandamar Nir Lo Have Chazaka hold? No. According to this, again, you have to just think about what was the essence of the question according to Rashbam, really? You will not understand what the Ramban asks Akasha on the Rashbam, and then he goes on to say something, and you wonder how he's answered his own question on the Rashbam. But it's crucial to understand what the Rashbam said in order to appreciate what's bothering the Ramban. So the question so far, said correctly by Jake, is that Nir Mehabe Chazaka, is Yom Echad Shel Nir Chashiv Kishana? What would the mashmos of that question be? What would the sheet that holds Nir Lo Habe Chazaka hold? So obviously, Manda Nir Lo Chazaka holds that one day of Nir cannot be considered a Chazaka for the year, cannot be one of the 3 years, fine. But how far would that go? According to the Rashbam's formulation of the Manda Amar Nir Habe Chazaka, what does that mean for Nir Lo Habe Chazaka? He said, what does it mean for Nir Lo Habe Chazaka?
Nothing.
You
need three, a whole year
near. No. Well, I'm sorry, you need...
A whole year near?
Correct. You might have thought that you need at least an extensive period of time, maybe a whole year. In other words, according to the Rashbam, the question isn't whether near in itself as an action constitutes a chazaka, a demonstration of bailos, or constitutes an achilas peros. The question is, can one day of near be hush of an entire year?
Saying what question has to do with how long
the
year has to be?
The question of near. In other words, when the Gemara says near mihave chazaka, Rashbam said it can one day of near be considered a complete year towards the cheska shaloshanim. Now, what is the man damar near lo have chazaka hold? If you say the answer is no, what do you hold? That 1 year, one day cannot be considered towards the whole year. You need more than one day. You need something more than that. But it could very well be that according to the Rashbam's formulation, somebody who holds on to the field for a year and does near across the entire year does constitute chazaka, even according to the Man Damar and the Gemara, near lo have chazaka. Whoever it is, the Braisa, the Tanakam and the Braisa of Rabbi Yahu. Maybe even the Chachamim would hold that, yes, according to Rav. In other words, you need... Now, what is the problem? There are two obvious problems with it. One, the Ramban spells out, I think, a little more clearly, but one of them should hit you straight in the face. If the Machlokas is the way we just explained, the way Rashbam explains, the way Rashbam is understood by the Ramban, and I think even the Rashba concedes this, if the Rashbam sees the machlokas about near Havei Chazaka or near Lo Havei Chazaka, is whether or not Yom Echad Shel Nir B'Shana is Chashav Kishana Shleima or not, whether you need much more than a day, then what effectively is in the Kudus HaMachlokas not about? And it's a strange way of asking the question. What is the machlokas not about? Really?
If he's in near for a month or a year, no.
What's that? What's that?
Whether
you need a lot or... Correct. In other words, the machlokas is not about whether near itself fundamentally can constitute a chazaka, whether the behavior of near demands that the bailim protest because somebody's eating their field, using their field. No, everybody agrees near could constitute that. The question is whether near shel yom echad b'shana is chashav shana. Now that I formulated it that way, why is this position so problematic? Because the reason the Gemara gives in the Kudus HaMachlokes is nothing to do with the duration of the Nir. It has to do with the very nature of Nir. The purpose of Nir is preparatory by its very definition. I could choose to leave the field fallow for a year and work on it, plowing regularly throughout the course of the year. Do I get any benefit from that? No. So according to one Man D'Amar, the way the Gemara explains the Machlokes subsequent to the opening Sukkah, is one Man D'Amar says, hey, you don't see anybody working on your field, regardless of what they're doing, and not open your mouth and protest. And the other sheet that says, what's the big deal? Kol Shiva de Shiva de Karvu Lai Obey. Now, if you believe that Kol Shiva Vashiva the Krivu Lai Obey, then how long would it take for Nir to constitute a Chazaka? Not much longer.
Never!
By definition, it could never be. It could never constitute a chazaka because by definition, you're always improving the field, but you're not taking anything out of the field. So according to the Gemara's reasoning, according to the Man D'Amar, near lo have chazaka, it would seem that it must be that near alone at least, is never a chazaka. That's never considered ishtamshus according to one the reason of kol shiva v'shiva the krivu le'ayobay. According to the other shita, that a person doesn't see someone carve leila are v'shasik. So there we could talk about, you know, how long does he hold that, you know, silence is meaningful. Okay, but the bottom line is, based upon the reason that the Gemara gives, what the Rashbam says is very difficult. Because according to the Rashbam, the nekudas ha-machlokas about nir ha-vechazaka or nir lo-ha-vechazaka is about duration. Not about the substantive quality of whether nir should provoke a reaction from the bialim. But according to the reason given in the machlokas ha-moraim, according to the reason given by Rav Nachman, in response to Rabibi, it's really dependent upon whether nir is provocative behavior to an owner. So that's why, that's piece number, what's problem number one? It's a very big problem. Yehuda?
It's a big problem because of the machloka of Arayim, or just the exceptual...
If Rav Nachman says that the nekud... If Rav Nachman says that the nekudas ha-machlokas is based upon whether or not nir is a provocative act, so when the Gemara presents two shitos, nir ha v'chazaka, nir lo ha v'chazaka, and Rav Nachman explains way, it's not about time. According to the man to Amar Lohave Chazaka, never. Never.
What I'm really asking is, let's say, putting Rav Nachman aside for a second, could we have ever fit the notion that Chazaka can be acquired without the idea of whether or not your actions provoke Macha? Is there completely...
I'm assuming for the moment, and all the, you know, the Rishonim, all, you know, we say, well, look, what's the reason for Cheska Shalashanim? Yeah, but that's a smokescreen. Meaning, it's true on one hand, but the Gemara ultimately, the Rishonim, or in this sugya again, bend over backwards to point out, but the only reason why Mizdar Inish Bishtare for 3 years is because it's only if he eats Peros 3 times and he sees that the owners don't protest, so then he says, if they haven't protested, they're not going to protest. But fundamentally, it all comes back. Even the Ritva in this sugya, who was the least in that direction earlier in the prayer, even the Ritva comes around and says it. Basically, it still boils down to Mechit Kepeda Sabailim. Still boils down to that. And therefore, when you don't engage in provocative behavior, you don't get chazaka. Well, no, it's not that. The problem is that the Rashbam, in other words, Rashbam sounds like near, of course, I hear where you're going with it. I don't know if he would go that far. And as he might just say that near, in other words, if you leave the Gemara later, the Rashbam might say that near is a provocative behavior when done long enough. And the Kuat Machlokis is how long is long enough. So even he might agree with that general formulation. The problem is the Gemara itself suggests that the Nekudas HaMachlokes is not about duration, but whether or not it's fundamentally provocative. Mark?
Based on what we just said, I understand what the Gemara is saying when it says, V'tisper ala riyah hiva ma'ir yachodesh afilu echad yom. Because if one day of nir could be considered chazakah, how does that make sense according to the Tam suggested by Rev?
No, even if you say nir chazakah,
yeah, if you think according to the Ramban, who are you asking according to? Rashbam, we understand. Rashbam, the Ramban himself says that the beginning of the sugya works very simply for Rashbam. It's what's clear from the beginning of the sugya is that the Gemara thought if nir have chazaka, then for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, one day should be enough. We don't know what would be for the Chacham, and the Ramban attempts to explain that, why that should be. Even the Ramban has to admit the Gemara. This is key. For the Ramban, it's not whether or not a year of Nir is a Chazaka or not a Chazaka, meaning would that provoke a protest or not. It has to be, does Nir provoke a protest or not? According to the Man Dharma Lo Have Chazaka, it never provokes a protest. According to the Man Dharma Have Chazaka, it might demand a protest, but we could discuss the duration of the time. That might depend upon Rabbi Akiva or Mishmael versus the Chachamim. But the beginning of the sugya makes clear that, at least according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, we would have expected that if nir have a chazaka, then one day is a chazaka. Then the Rashbam has collapsed those two and has said that the machlokas of nir have a chazaka and a chazaka is whether or not one day of nir is a chazaka. But one could say that no, that there are really two issues here. And you could say that the issue really is whether nir have a chazaka or not. Possibly or never are the two sides. Now, once you say possibly, it very well be that according to the Man, possibly even one day is enough. But the Rashbam The Rashbam ignored that other tzad. But the problem is the Gemara later makes clear that the man damar nir lo have a chazaka, it sounds like it would never be a chazaka. But the Rashbam sounds like the machlokas is simply one over duration, but in principle everybody agrees at some point nir have a chazaka. That's why, as we'll see, we read the Ramban, but that's part of, I think, what bothered the Ramban so much. There's another, alright, that's one piece. Now, there's another piece which is also very striking in the Rashbam. Problematic, and this the Ramban points out. He doesn't, I think, fully articulate, but he says it. The Gemara had somebody, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, naming names. And he named Rav. And what did Rav say? He wanted to demonstrate to you that Rav holds that Nir lo have chazaka. So what does Rav say? Zodivir Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval chachamim omrim cheskasar shalosh shanim miyom liyom. Now what does that mean, cheskasar shalosh shanim miyom liyom? And what does it mean? What does it mean? Miyom liyom.
Consecutive.
Complete. What does complete mean? There are two possibilities, which is going to be a later discussion, hopefully today.
36 months.
One possibility is miyom liyom, like meis la eis, and the other is.
Whenever you were supposed to be on the field, you were.
So in other words, it has to be It has to be the full crop of 3 years. Which is typically not 36 months, but it might be 29 months or 32 months or 34 months. It's from the time you plant the first crop in its normal time until the time you harvest the last crop in its normal time. Rav's position is going to be one of those two. So let me ask you a question. Does Rav hold, according to the Rashbam, that the man da amar nir have chazaka, which Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is saying Rav is not, Rav does not hold Nir Havei Chazaka. According to the Man Damar Nir Havei Chazaka, what does it mean, Nir Havei Chazaka, according to the Rashbam? Repeat it. Repeat the formulation.
12 months and 2 days.
That one day of Nir is enough to be considered a full year. Now, can Rav possibly subscribe to that view?
No.
Why not? Because he holds that even Achilas Peros, even Achilas Peros requires, knows you need a full amount of time, not three full years, but far, far more than a day in each of the 3 years. So clearly, Rav does not hold of near of Chad Yom HaHaveh Chazaka, because he says that even Peiros of Chad Yom are not HaHaveh Chazaka. Right? You see, he says even for Peiros you need much more. Can I ask you a question? Why does the Gemara say, My love, Lem'utei Nir de Lo HaHaveh Chazaka? Why does... Is it implicit in Rav's statement, or is it explicit? It's explicit. If you're telling me you need 3 years, you need three shalshana miyom liyom, how in the world is anybody going to say that you could have one day of Nir count?
Unless you're interpreting Nir wrong.
Unless there's a different interpretation to what Nir lo have chazaka means.
Let's assume they need...
And listen, just one second. And if once you develop an alternative interpretation to what Nir Lo Have Chazaka is, you have to develop an interpretation in such a way that there's room to doubt. In other words, it's not Mukhruch that Rav rejects Nir Lo Have Chazaka. Let me sketch out, and I think both the Ramban and the Rashba, I think, agree on this, but we'll read them later. Let me sketch out to you the alternative version of in this context, of what Nir Have chazaka or near lo have chazaka means. The issue is not about time. The issue is whether or not, let's say, for example, it might be about time too, but let's say I take a year, I take a field, and I leave it fallow for a year, but I plow it. Not a stay boy, but a stay near. One Shimon Dharma says near have chazaka, because that's the kind of thing that Bailam do, and the other one says near lo have chazaka. Now, according to Rav, who says that cheskasa shalosh shana miyom liyom, does Rav hold, therefore, Nir Lo Have Chazaka? No. It's possible that Rav would say, no, you need Miyom Liyom, but if you're going to fallow, you're going to leave it fallow. You need to leave it fallow for 12 months to count for a year, not one day, not like Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, not 1 month, not 3 months. 12 months of Nir constitutes 1 year. Now, once you say that, that you can question whether the Gemara has even proven whether Rav holds near Lahav HaChazaka, but certainly you understand why the Gemara says, my lav lamute. They saw there being something extra in Rav's words. When he said miyom liyom, somehow he was implying lamute near. But at least I understand what the Gemara's savek is. But according to Rashbam, it shouldn't say my lav lamute near Lahav HaChazaka. It should have just said, period. It shouldn't even bother. What's that?
Why does it say my vinayu? It's pretty obvious what the
vinayu is. No. So that again, once again, the fact that the Gemara asks my vinayu may shed light on what both Rav and Shmuel hold. That's a different question. What? Not about near. About what their position is. What no, they meant by.
It's the same idea as that.
Correct.
Asking that, then there must be.
Then it must be subtle.
Yeah.
It must be subtle. Right? It can't be obvious. Correct. The same argument that the Rishonim are making will make in the context of my Benayim. That the difference can't, if you read things hyper-literally, the difference is obvious. So the Gemara shouldn't be asking my Benayim. So in the same way here, why does the Gemara say my lav lamute nir? When of course, pshita lamute, pshita, even peirei zute, you know, what might not constitute a chazaka, certainly near of one day. Ben? Yeah, absolutely. That's possible. And how would you say it? Which shita would be which?
Well, it depends. Well, when we're dealing with, you know, Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Kiva, it means what the Rashbam is saying, that it's one day, equal.
No, but Ben, yes, but we said this already, in effect. In other words, there could be, the way the Ramban is going to explain, there are effectively two different disputes here about near. One of them has nothing to do with near. One of them is a general question of how long your achilas peiros has to be. The other is, in other words, Rabbi Akiva, what you might say, let's say there are two machlokos. One is whether near ever constitutes a chazaka. That's one dispute. But then, on the assumption that near would constitute a chazaka, according to that mandama, how long? Well, the answer would be is that according to the Chachamim, how long would it require?
A full year.
A full year, or something like that. A full year, let's say. How long would it require according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael?
However long, a month or 3 months?
However long it takes to make the near. It could be a month or 3 months. It could be a day. I mean, that's why the Gemara thought that if you really wanted, you could get it down to a day. That was the whole question in the beginning. So undoubtedly, in other words, there has to be a tzad within somebody to say that the mandam and near have a chazaka holds near of one day. But the key for the other Rishonim is that the Nekudas HaMachlokes in the Gemara here about Nir Havei Chazaka and Nir La Havei Chazaka is not about duration. It's about the nature of Nir and whether it constitutes a Chazaka. Within the Manda Amar Nir Havei Chazaka, you may have the same Machlokes of duration as you have by other Peiros. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Yishmael against the Chachamim. But those are two separable issues. The Ramban, the Rashbam, effectively dismisses the possibility of somebody saying near never is a chazaka. That the whole Nekudas HaSheila is about whether near the Chayoma constitutes Shana Shleim or not. That's hard to, which is mashma, that everybody agrees that with enough time near would constitute chazaka. But that's against the way Rav Nachman explains to Rabibi when Rav Nachman says that the Ma'andamar holds near lo have a chazaka, holds never, because if you're fixing my field, I'm thrilled. I'm never going to say a word. So that, I think that's really, once you grasp these sort of two points, I think everything else can sort of fall into place fairly simply. But I think that's really what's going on with the Rishonim here. That's really going on with the Ramban. All right, so let's start with the Ramban. Michael?
What does it practically mean to have 12 months of near?
It means on a regular... So it might... I would argue that whatever would be normal to someone, and it's how would an owner act? You definitely need some plowing at the beginning, and then the question is how would an owner act when he were doing that for the year? And whatever normal the Bailam would do, if you do all that, that would constitute the chazaka. You know, to keep it simple, let's say he plows a few times during the year. Every 4 months he plows, but he never plants. Again, you might not require that, but just to keep it conceptually simple. Or I should say not conceptually, but practically simple. How would you look at it in the real world? not conceptually.
According to the view, that would be one day of plowing counts as a year. How would that practically work? Like,
well, that's
I start making a chazak on the field. Do I plow one day? That day counts as a year. Then I plow the next day, and that counts at the beginning of the second year.
No, I think the assumption here is that you plow the last day of Elul, and then because the agricultural year starts in Tishrei.
We're talking about agricultural year.
That's what because that's what crops grow anyway.
Yeah, but that's not. I mean, when we say.
My assumption is that for now, and I have to be shown, don't address that. I assume that you plow the last day of Elul, and then you do whatever you do, whatever kinds of payros in the year in between, and then you plow the first day of the next year.
Because, I mean, like, until now, we haven't been talking about Cheskat Gimel Shonim in terms of agricultural cycle.
Well, until now, we haven't been doing much. The truth is, until now, we haven't been doing much talking about Cheskat Gimel Shonim.
Yeah.
We've been talking about everything else for the last 6 months. We spoke about it at the beginning of the year. So this is a fundamental question I've not seen explicitly addressed. See, if you don't talk about near, if you talk about fruits and three cycles, it's obvious it borders more along the lines of starting in Tishrei or so, Tishrei or Marcheshvan. So, but let's just say for the moment that it has to be during three different agricultural years. So therefore, my assumption is that the Yom Echad is Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's my assumption, but it's a good question. Okay. Was there another question, Mark?
I had a question. I don't know if it's exactly related. I mean, it's on the Gemara.
Yeah.
I don't completely understand Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's question on Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista. I mean, he makes the assumption that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are talking about near, but that's nowhere. You know, like, that's his assumption. And
No. I think his whole point is that the mandam are near Havik, clearly they don't hold near Havik Chazaka. Because, he's assuming, again, is the Gemara earlier the extrapolation of Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Maybe. My assumption is that based upon the Svar of the Gemara earlier, which is just a Peirush of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, which is if Yom Echad Shel Nir, the mandam are near Havik Chazaka would have to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, even one day is enough. Because they don't require years. They require hishtamshus. So if I did near in this calendar year, and that was my contribution, that's hishtamshus. If they held that near is hishtamshus, and one day would be enough. And therefore, they should both only require 12 months and 2 days. So in other words, my assumption is that what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds is what the Gemara fleshed out earlier. That is the Gemara's that may very well be the Gemara's perush of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He doesn't explain why. He just says, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yishmael Masnisani, how do you tell from the Mishnah? So you can fill in a different reason if you want, but the only reason I can think of is what the Gemara said earlier.
Is it weird that he phrases it, HaRab Yishmael Bebabel, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, so as if like they're the same level, or Rab Yishmael come before Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva?
Yes, it is strange.
Also, I mean, we looked at Rebuta Lemekshav Gavre, it comes up in Yevamot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't completely understand, but it seems like he's not using it correctly. Like, you know what, I'll flesh it out.
I did not look at the Gemara Yevamos. That's the kind of parallel that usually is of interest in terminology, not in terms of the sugya. But I'll have to take a look. I don't want to comment without seeing it. So I think it's unusual, but I think that he was... His point was that if you think you're going to say, you're going to throw one or two names at me, I can count more names.
Also, Gdolei Ador, I read something. Gdolei Ador is not like that. Supposedly it's like a group of later Tanaim, and it's not such a... It's not like they were any bigger than...
How do we know that? How can they tell?
I think it comes up in a couple other Gemara.
Right, I understand, but is it clear at all?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't look, but I think Rabbi Yacha is probably a last generation Tana. Is that right? Contemporary of Rebbe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So be that as it may, so now I wanted to read the Ramban. Okay, Avi, did I ask you to read? Oh, I was about to, and then I got questions. Okay, you have to go ahead. The Ramban on Hadamrina near Lahavachazaka. Read slowly.
with the first Rambam?
Second. Hadam Rina near Lo Havei Chazaka.
Hadam Rina near Lo Havei Chazaka. Perush Rambam. Shemim Echad B'Shana. Shemirbo.
Okay, that's all he quotes in the Rashbam. So again, you read it, when I read it at first, that wasn't clear to me what the import of the Ramban's quotation was. What is, firstly, which Mandar Amar is he explaining? The Mandar in Nir Havei Chazaka and Nir Lo Havei Chazaka? Nir Lo Havei Chazaka. And what does the Mandar Nir Lo Havei Chazaka hold? That she'ein yom echad b'shana she'narbo olalo lechashev k'shana shlema lecheshbon shalosh shanim. Now, after the introduction that I gave earlier, I think it becomes clearer what the Ramban is saying. Again, it took me 4 or 5 times to figure this out, if I'm right now. It's assuming I'm right. So the whole point is that the Iman Damar holds the Rashbam as quoted by the Ramban, and I think that does emerge from even what we have of the Rashbam, is that the Manda Amar Nir Lo Havei Chazaka means that Yom Echad B'Shana of Nir is not considered a Shana Shleima. B'mashma, the Ramban, it would have been nice if the Ramban had spelled this out, that according to the Ramban, had he just said one more line, like the joke and say, assuming I understand the Ramban, I could have written this so much clearly if I were just allowed to add a few more lines and a few more words, a few more lines. The Ramban had turned around and said, Mashma D'Shana Shleima Shel Nir Chashuv Shana. Then it would have been clear what he was driving with Rashbam. And then he says, now I have to be honest with you. I haven't a clue as to what this line means. If someone can explain it to me fully, and the words that are there, that's great. I have a suspicion that something fell out of the Ramban. Well, the last line especially, but Avamash Amar of Nachman Mishum Dolo Ovid Inish De Karvi Leila Are Vishasek Eno Maspik Lasos Yom Echad Kishana Dilma Lo Shama Velo Yadaminara. I could explain that, but I don't understand it. It means if the whole reason, if the reason given by the Gemara, the reason given by the Gemara is that a person doesn't stand by silently and say nothing. So then, one day, yeah?
Unless he's saying that it's not that one day doesn't work, but 1 month works.
Ah, so the reason that makes me uncomfortable is because he himself will have to turn around. At the end of the day, no matter what you say, does 1 day, if Nir Havei Chazaka, does 1 day work?
No.
Not necessarily. No, maybe, no.
It does. It no, it has to.
No. That only Rashbam.
No, the Gemara says for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, if Nir Havei Chazaka, 12 months and 2 days would have been enough. The Gemara says that you can't. That's why no matter how you want to explain Ramban,
where does the Gemara say?
At the beginning, top of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara thought the Nekuda Sama. You got it?
Yeah.
That's the trap. When the Ramban asked this question, it's not really if this is what he's saying, and
I
still
guess that.
What?
I mean, maybe that's not true. Maybe not.
Well, I would like to say, so again, and I know I could read this line on its own, and then I'd just like to know, though, how many days is enough?
Or maybe you yourself said that the relationship between the first part and the second part is not
clear, but the Rishonim take it as a unified whole at the end of the day. And I, by the way, would also make the following assumption, Michael, although you could say, my assumption is that the first part is later than the second part. In other words, what Mark has been focusing in on is that how did Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak know to reject Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael as holding Nir Havei Chazaka based upon Masnisani? So what I think is that the opening part of the Gemara may be the Peirush of Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak. And that, if that's the case...
And also my area.
Well, no, it's clearly the first part's anonymous. But my assumption would be that unless you think they're two completely independent pieces, as opposed to one being composed after the other and a reflection of the other, I assume the understanding of what the terms Nir Havei Chazaka and Nir Havei Chazaka mean are constant throughout the sugya. Now, you could argue that the opening, that the Stam at the beginning didn't understand what the machlokas of Nir Havei Chazaka and Nir Havei Chazaka was about and understood it differently than the Gemara did. But that's a little bit strained already. You're really, you know, jumping through a lot of hoops. So the Ramban, so, and then there are a few words here. Misha siktvei
da'achle
la'are.
Sorry. Just to go back to that for a second. The Gemara only says, v'tisbara l'Rabbi Akiva, ma'ir yachod ha'shapil yom ha'nami.
Yeah.
What about Rabbi Yishmael?
Well, no, because the Gemara's havamin was Rabbi Yishmael already didn't hold that. Only Rabbi Akiva held that. So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't work. So the maskanas ha'gemara, if either Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva held a near Habe Chazaka, they would have held 12 months and 2 days. So I think there's almost something fell out of the Ramban. But I'm not sure exactly how to fix it. Now read the next line, because that, again, this I think really sort of focuses you where the problem is.
The time of demand Amar lo have chazaka mishum the kol shive the karva the ailuba nira shapila yonim atzman shenirba einon olin lo lecheshbon.
This is the key line. You understand the question, the much more powerful question than we articulate, which is what? What reason does Rav Nachman offer for manda amar nir lo have chazaka? Because he says, "Kol shiva v'shiva dekravu le'aylibe." The Ramban says that's mashma what? That even the days themselves that he did do near on, assuming he did more than a day, those days are not mitzaref at all.
That's not so mukraf, though, because it could just be, you need perot, though. That's what she says.
Oh, no, no. Without even getting into that, but certainly without perot, without real perot at the end,
right,
so that you agree with the Ramban's deep that way. Right, I agree. Now, that's the point where he wrangles with the Rashba over, you know, near followed by Peros. But let's assume for the moment, forget no Peros at the end, just straight near. The Ramban says it's mashma that the yomim atzman shenarbo ain't ol cheshbon klal. So that means, but according to the Rashbam, of course near counts. Just near of one day isn't sufficient lechashev kishana shleima. The Ramban says, but the reason the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Okay, and then he goes on to quote, and we don't have to read this again, we read this previously in Shir, both Rav Haigon and Rabbeinu Hananel, who appeal to the Yushalmi, that shows you that Achilas Peros is a sine qua non. Without Achilas Peros, the plowing that preceded everything you did before it, means nothing. So we already discussed this Yushalmi a little bit. Again, apropos to the point you just raised. Does the Yushalmi say that it never means anything? No, it doesn't say that plowing and zriah and everything never means anything. It just never means anything in the absence, without Peros at the end. But it very well could be, in fact, maybe mashma from the Yerushalmi, that once you have Achilas Peros at the end, then the process and preparation for Achilas Peros is part of that. Now, the only defense of the Ramban, by the way, that we spoke about the Ramban a little bit yesterday, or when we did the Yerushalmi, the defense of the Ramban would be that what does the Yushalmi say constitutes ra'uhu what? Yeah, but what was the first thing on the list? One second. Choresh. Now, Choresh is not near. No. Why not? What's the difference between Choresh and near? The Ramban would say. One could construct an argument both ways, but how would you say that Choresh is different than near?
Choresh has a more purposeful.
Correct. Well, what do you do after you do Choresh? Right. Typically drop the seeds into the ground.
Near also before Zriah?
What?
Isn't near also before Zriah?
No, near is long before.
The ground,
you plow it up and you walk away. No, no, but I think before the Zerah Shtayim, you do Choresh then, again. So in fact, I don't know for sure whether they did this, but they might have even planted. The planter might have followed.
Oh.
Of course. Well, I don't know. Actually, Nigash Choresh Bakotzer. That doesn't quite work. That's different. But I don't know. You have to know whether or not the Zoraya even literally walk after the Choresh to drop the seeds in the ground. I don't know. You also have to know which Choresh it's talking about. The Gemara and Shabbos points out that they used to do sometimes a double harisha. They would plow before planting and then maybe plow again after planting. Each one is that one prepares the ground to put the seeds and the other one covers the thing. I don't remember how it works out, and the different practices in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel, and the Tunas Chos and the Mishnayos, what's the first malacha mentioned in the Mishnah?
Either Zareah or
Harad. It's either Chomesh or Zareah. It's the two Mishkalos, actually. They talk about that in the opening of the Bava there. Okay. So, it's possible, you could see it two ways. Even if Choresh meant a Choresh before Zareah, the Rashbah could still be right, that it means anything that you do that's preparatory for this planting. So anyway, so the Ramban goes on to quote the Yerushalmi, which certainly seems to hold that Nir lo have chazaka. What do I mean by Nir lo have chazaka? That Nir alone, without Tachnasas Peros, without Zariah and everything else that would go lead to Tachnasas Peros, is definitely not considered a chazaka. So that just may mean the Yerushalmi holds Nir lo have chazaka. But what it shows you is that it doesn't matter how much amount of time, how much time has transpired. If you don't have Achnasas Peros, ultimately, then Nir alone cannot be a Chazaka. That's clear from the Yerushalmi.
So it's not what the Rashbam holds? So the Rashbam...
No, because the Rashbam would say that, what does Nir lo have a Chazaka mean? That Yom Echad Shel Nir is not Chashuv Kishana Shlema. Ibn Mashma, that a Shana Shlema of Nir, is Chashuv Kishana Shlema. That's the leap you have to make to realize what's driving the Ramban crazy and how he's really arguing the Rashbam. See, what's so difficult, Mark, is it's clear the Ramban himself is modeh that if Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael had held Nir Have Chazaka, one day would have been enough. Right? So that's why the point is there are two issues going on here. One is whether or not Nir as a behavior in its own right is a provocation. That's what Ramban says, the Machlokes Nir Have Chazaka, Nir Have Chazaka. And the second issue, if you held Nir Have Chazaka, Rabbi Akiva Rishmo would hold one day is enough, but the Chachamah might require Shana Shlema. But the man that holds Nir Lo Have Chazaka, according to the Gemara, it's clear, neither a day nor a year will constitute a Chazaka. Because it's not provocative. It's called Shiva Veshiva the Karvu Le'ayoba. Okay. So let's go down to the... continue the next paragraph in the Ramban. Now this is the part that's very confusing. Why is this so confusing? So you understand, where's the Ramban going here? Firstly, when you read this line, this is... I'll make the Ramban go back and take... Hebrew Rishonim Comp 1.
Says,
Harash is near. Near is Harisha. I understand. Maybe it's Harisha Shal Nir, let's say. Look, Im Harash Ba Chodesh Osman Meruba Litzarka Ololo Olo. What is it, Mashma? See, this line is so misleading. What is it, Mashma, from the Ramban? According to the Manda Amar, Nir Have Chazaka.
One day is not.
That's what it sounds like. But that can't be. You know that can't be. Because the Gemara said earlier it is. That's why it's so hard to understand. So let me explain to you what the Ramban, I think, is doing. If I had to add in a word, Nir Mehave Chazaka, really, Ramban means to say, Afilu Im Charash Bachodesh Ozman Meruba Letzarch Ololo, Olo. He's focusing on the man to Omar, Lo have chazaka. And the point is the tzad of lo have chazaka is when? Not just if it's one day, but even if it's a long period of time. The man da amar have chazaka, and I would even say the following. You could view the question on some level being within the shita of the chachamim, who require some type of a full Achila sapri, not a makuta. So the Ramban says, if you have a long period of time of nir, does that constitute a chazaka or not? Not to say that one day could never constitute a chazaka, but in order to say one day constitutes a chazaka, who do you have to hold like? Well, no. If you hold ave chazaka and you want to say one day is enough, who do you have to hold like? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. But he doesn't want to get into that point now. The key is that the question of the Gemara is, even if you have Nir for a long period of time, does that constitute a Chazaka or not? The issue of whether or not one day, that's a separate issue. That doesn't relate to Nir per se. That relates to your general outlook on Achilas Peros for Chazaka. Do you need a Shana Shlema or not? That's a separate Machlokas. But the question of Nir Habe Chazaka fundamentally, If you want to highlight the difference between the two positions, it's when you have a long period of time. When you have Chodesh or Shana, you have a year. Then, Mihave Chazak or not? And that question is really about what? Whether or not Nir is a provocative behavior. Not whether or not how long you need the Nir in order to constitute an Achilas Peres. Yehuda? No, he's not gotten to that discussion yet. Not at all. Just wait. He's not touching that yet. Moe?
If this is the mafakit, are we saying that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael definitely say that Nir is provocative, or is Rambam going to say it's not provocative?
Well, no, because wait one second, because the Ramban now is going to clarify. In fact, another way of reading the Ramban is that the Ramban right now is explaining the opening question in the Gemara. Maybe this is even better. Before the Gemara knows that once you hold that near of less than a year could be a chazaka, even one day, the Gemara originally wanted to know whether near of a certain period of time, a significant period of time, whatever is considered a significant achila, chodesh, or zman meruba, does that constitute a chazaka or not? Now the not part is important again. It means that even when you have an extended period of time of near, it's still not, if you hold, it's not a chazaka. Yes, Evan. You just plow right before you plant.
But it won't overgrow enough that it'll just look like it's overgrown even if you're sitting there. In other words, I mean, why is it better without near? Isn't near like? I don't understand how you can. I don't understand. Isn't it needed for the field itself?
Let's put it this way. You don't need near for the field itself, but if you don't do near, depending upon the condition of the field, you may have more weeds and other stuff growing. I suspect, by the way, also, again, I took it at the beginning of the year. I returned it to the library. I had read only small portions of it, and I finally returned to the library about a month ago, which was Felix's, I think it's Felix, whoever, Haklaut, I think it's Felix. You know, you can get it from the library. Of course, I returned it because I said, we're not doing here anything to do with agriculture, and here we come back to it. But I suspect that near probably also involves plowing the entire field. When you plow to plant, you probably only plow, I mean, you do most of the field, but you do the specific furrows that you're doing, and the room between the furrows, you don't plow. Whereas by near, you probably overturn pretty much the entire field. And the goal is to kill all the grasses and weeds that are growing there, so that when it comes planting time, eventually, you know, nothing else is sapping nutrition from the soil except for that which you plant. So that would probably, so in other words, there may even physically be a difference between the Harish of Nir and the Harish of Zriya. So now the Ramban continues. The Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
The Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Eino Olalo Klal. May the Vav Rabbi Akiva Bar Yishmael Shlosha Chadashim Ol Chadash. The E Saka Dai Zachmir Olalo Klal. Kevin the Sabri Inu the Basar Achilas Vatashmir Nazlinon. The Labasar Zman Nazlinon. E Saka Dai Zach Lo Avid Inish the Karvil La Ari Vishasig.
So then, Afilu. So Ella. Fascinating. You know, I didn't pay careful enough attention, and I was puzzled by something, and I just realized the answer now. The Ramban has more or less done what you suggested earlier, Mark. What I suggested to you. In other words. Who is claiming? Who in the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, if they held near Have Chazaka, Afili Yom Echad would count? Who says that? The Gemara, the stem of the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya. Who does the Ramban attribute it to? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, Masnisan he. The Ramban has tied those two pieces together. It's almost as the Ramban claims that what's being said there is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, which is what we said also. In other words, that's the Gemara's Perush of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Ramban is saying the following. The Gemara's Kasha, Nira Ibailu, or lema nir ika beinayu. The Gemara's havamina was that when you have an extensive period of time, chodesh or zman meruba, does that constitute a chazaka by nir or not? Now, Rabbi, the assumption of the Gemara is Rabbi Yishmael, who says chodesh, assumes it does. Rabbi Akiva says chodesh, assumes it does. Rabbi Yishmael, who requires gimel chadashim, holds that nir is never a chazaka. And that's why he requires gimel chadashim, because the gimel chadashim is for other kinds of peiros. The Gemara says, wrong. So what is in the kudas hamachlokas, according to the Gemara's question, according to the Rambam, between nir hava chazaka and nir la hava chazaka? No matter how long you might have something in the nir, would that constitute a chazak or not? In other words, is nir a provocative behavior? A nir chodesh, zman meruba, would that be provocative? Under any circumstances. The mandam are nir have lo have chazaka, never provocative. The mandam are nir have chazaka, it could be provocative. How long? So now the Gemara points out that both Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel really cannot hold that nir have chazaka. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael l'shitasam, if they held that nir havei chazaka, that it was an inherently provocative behavior, what period of time would they each have required for nir? A day. Anything that would have constituted enough time to do the nir. So you see both nekudos in effect for the Ramban. As he says that, for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, this was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's Raya. Kevan disab midbo Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yishmael shlosha chodashim o chodesh v'is al kadaych nach nir olam lo klal, under any circumstances. Kevan disavri inu de basar achilos v'tashmishan azlinan v'lo basar zman azlinan, since they never require a fixed period of time for the outer years of chazaka, but rather they require achilas peros. So if nir, would it be considered like an achilas peros? Namely, how so? That just as a person doesn't eat your peros and you keep your mouth shut, so too if someone nears your field, you don't keep your mouth shut. If nir were considered achilas peros, then it should only require however much time you require for nir. A day would have been enough for each of them. Bishlam al-Rabbanan, of course a day might not be enough. Why? Because you always need Shana Shlemos, or something close to Shana Shlemos. So the Rabbanan, if they held nir have chazaka, would hold how much would be a chazaka? A year. But if Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel held nir have chazaka, they would hold a day. But that machlokis is not about nir have chazaka or not. That's about the nature of when achilas peros constitutes a chazaka. Whether you really need something close to shanu shlemos or just peros shlemos. Now, but the separate question, which the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva Shmuel do not have to be arguing about, is whether or not nir have a chazaka or not. So the Ramban, now the Ramban continues, and if you read the printed edition, the bad printed edition of the Ramban, you would have been tortured by the next line, but fortunately they fixed it on the Bar Ilan. What's the next words?
Rabbi.
Yeah. Apparently what happened was, in my printed edition of the Ramban, it says Rabbi Meir. Okay. Apparently what happened, and I'm looking at this and thinking, Rabbi Meir hasn't come up with a sugya yet. What's going on? But you can see that there was a strich by Rav, and there's a strich by, or somebody thought there was a strich by Rav and Mai, and so Rav and Mai with strichs becomes Rabbi Meir. There you go. Okay, Rav Mai. Now the Ramban's going on to explain the next line in the Gemara. And it's part of his proof for his own reading of the Gemara. Rav Mai he.
The Amar about Chachamim Orin Cheskatan Shalashana Miyom Liyom LeMeute Mai Amar Miyom Liyom.
So the question, LeMeute Mai Amar Miyom Liyom. Why didn't you just say Abacham Cheskatan Shalashanim? Shalashanim is supposed to 18 months or 14 months. Miyom Liyom LeMeute Mai. What is that about? Lav.
Lav Lomar Lach Tevayinan Achila Shleimot.
Okay, so again, this is the Ramban l'shitaso, that the mandam anir lo havechazaka means that even near followed by achilas peros doesn't constitute, you don't count the near part, you only count from the achilas peros. So he wants to say that was the Gemara's diuk. They thought that when Rav said miyom liyom, he meant for the achilas peros and not the near, which is really beforehand preparatory. V'ilu, this is the key part of his question. V'ilu l'feirush. It should have said l'mute mai, lav l'mute nir. The Gemara should not have introduced that whole shak levitarya attempting to make a diuk. Why not?
Because
It's beferish. The Chachamim say shalosh shana miyom liyom. What, and what is the position of Nir Havei Chazaka according to the Rashbam? That Rav is trying to say the Chachamim do not hold of? Or that Rav doesn't hold of because he holds like Chachamim? What is the position according to the Rashbam of Nir Havei Chazaka? That Yom Echad B'Shana is Kishana Shlema. Of course the Rabbanan don't hold of that. It's Behedya, it's explicit. They hold even for real Achilas Peros it's not enough. 3 months, 1 month, 6 months is not enough. One day is enough? So the Ramban says, what's the Gemara's deal? The behebya mimat near she'en yom echad ola cheshbon shana shlema v'loma shetelo chazaka b'shneimas ha'chodesh u'shnei yamim k'mo shepeir shavavzal. What's, why need the Gemara to go through the deal process? My lav l'mutei near the lo havei chazaka. It's beferish. They say 3 years. 3 years is not 12 months and 2 days. What's the diuk that the Gemara is making for Rav's Chachamim? It's beferish. Bishlama, according to the Ramban, that the Machlokas is not about whether or not near of a day constitutes a year, because that we knew for the Chachamim. We knew a day of anything is not going to constitute a year. 3 months of anything is not going to constitute a year for the Chachamim. So now for the Chachamim, it could be when the Chachamim say Shalosh Shanim, it could be a full year of near constitutes a Shana Shlema. But the Gemara wanted to be medayik, so Rav could have just said shalosh shanim. Why do you say miyom liyom? It's not such a convincing deal, by the way. But that's where the Ramban has to sort of fetch what the miyom liyom means. Miyom liyom, and not any preparatory stages. You don't count the near that was before the Zriya, the near before the Harisha and the Zriya. That's what Rav must have been coming to exclude. That's why the Gemara has to make it as a deal, because it's not beferish, and it's not mukhar either, by the way. Yes, yes.
I thought the Chachamim was dissenting opinion on the Mishnah, the first.
We had this dispute. No. The first half of the Mishnah is about Stebes HaShlachim. Everybody agrees Stebes HaShlachim is three.
What did the Chachamim say? Did they say what kind of field?
No, 1 second. To review what the Machlokas, Rashban from the Bill, Rashban Rashi, both of them, from the beginning of the year, that everybody agrees, Stebes HaShlachim, you require 36 months. You require 3 full years of regular constant usage, the normal, whatever, however it normally be used in 36 months, because it's producing peres tadir. The machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and these chachamim, whether they be implied in the Mishnah or whether they be outside the Mishnah, that's what the machlokes Rashi and Rashba was about. That machlokes is all within a stei beis habaal, something that basically produces fruits once a year normally. Where pashtus is, not the way Rashbam said, that nobody says you will actually require 36 months mamish. Now, what you require is three full, according to the Chachamim, you require 3 full agricultural years, not truncated, of the normal full payros that the land would normally produce. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, 18 months is enough. Rabbi Akiva says, no, 14 months is enough. The Chachamim probably hold that you obviously need 24 plus something. How much? We can negotiate. So when Rav, wherever those Chachamim are, be they in the Mishnah, be they outside the Mishnah, when Rav says the Chachamim hold you need shalosh shanim miyom liyom, it could be that near does, a near shlema, a near of a shana shlema could be one of those 3 years. That's why the Gemara has to be medayik, that maybe what Rav meant when he said shalosh shanim, miyom liyom lafuke near. It's certainly not beferish in the Chachamim statement. It's certainly not beferish at all. So that's the Ramban's other raya against Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, the Gemara should not present it as a diuk that the Chachamim of Rav, and Rav presumably holds like that the Chachamim hold against Nir being a Chazaka. It's beferish that Nir, because again, Rashbam, it's not about whether Nir is a Chazaka or not. It's about whether Nir Shel Yom Echad is Chashav Kishana Shlema or not. According to the Rashbam, Vada, everybody agrees that Nir of a full year is a Chazaka. The whole Machlokas is the Nir of 1 day constitute a Shana Shlema. And if that's the case, then clearly the Chachamim do not hold that Nir HaBechazaka. There's no need to make a deal. It's not from Rav's Yitur HaLashon that he threw in the extra words Miyom Liyom. If the Chachamim say, Shalosh Shanim, period, end of discussion, 1 day is out. One day of anything is out. Okay. Now the Ramban says, and the Ramban makes an assumption that near Shana wasn't, I don't know why, he initially thinks that means an entire year. It means a short amount of time. And yet it constitutes a year. I don't know why he assumes that. But he says, if that's the way you read it, then Rabbi Acha, ki Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore, Kevan the Sfirle, comma, Nir Chazaka, comma, therefore, if Rav Acha holds like Rabbi Kiva Mishma, and he holds that Nir Habe Chazaka, then one day a Nir is going to constitute a year. Okay, Hilkach, Kevan, Avoda Shoshana, Kachila Shoshana, Le'inyan Chazaka. Now, I don't know why what compelled the Ramban to explain it in the first place, because now he goes on to explain Rabbi Acha according to the Chachamim. V'yesh lefaresh.
V'yesh lefaresh. The Ramban d'amar nir habi chazaka, im yar letocha b'tchilat hashana, v'nir ota k'din nairi inshe v'amda kol hashana b'chez kazdo, v'natar le k'din natari inshe, ad shizar b'shana haba, ota shana shal nir chashiba le k'shana shlema miyom liyom.
Right, that's if he goes at the beginning of the year and plows the entire field up the way people normally make near, and the entire year he watches the field, and then he plants the next year. He might plow right before plants, but basically doesn't do near again. So then the Chachamim consider that an entire year. Now this is explaining Rabbi Acha Aliba the Chachamim, as if he holds like the Chachamim, that near, of course, constitutes a chazaka, but only if you have an appropriate amount of time, which is a full year. So Mikoma, Sharein Laman Damar.
Sharein Laman Damar, near Lahabe Chazaka, Betchilat Chazaka, Mishin Michnas Besada, Vayizraena, Mikom Makom, the Achar, Shinis Lasha, Kodim, Zmanazera, Shalshana Shnia, Harela, Yishdamish, Babesada, Bestaba.
Yeah, Papikain.
And Olalo, the Achar, Shabahazgato, Yomede, the Achar, the Achle, Inche.
The near Nami.
Nami Lo Shna.
So the Ramban here sort of, he concedes a point that the Rashba thinks is a kasha against the Ramban. What point does the Ramban concede here? When you have a stay base habal, are you always engaged in avodah on the sadeh? No. You start by plowing, planting, eventually you harvest, and what do you do then? You let it there, you leave it there for a while. Come back the next year. Now what about that time in between? The Ramban l'shita so obviously is going to have to say, even though we could have argued, I know you and Simcha Yehuda were making a big deal about this on Tuesday, the Ramban says you're going to have to count that time. Now, why you should is not clear, but he says obviously you do. You count the time in between. In other words, even the Ramban admits l'chulei alma. There is even according to the Mandama near lo have chazaka. There's a time where you don't even do anything on the field and it counts. Namely, the time between all the work of year one and the beginning of the work of year two, and same thing for year two and year three. So the Ramban says, I could envision that the Manda Amar holds Nir Havei Chazaka, holds like the Chachamim, and holds. You just have to hold it for the entire year, and you do everything that a Baal would do in nearing a field for 1 year. His Raya is, what he thinks behind that is that at some level, demonstrating Baalus over field, L'chulei Alma on some level works, even when you're actually not doing anything to the field. In other words, the Zman between the Perestei Baal of Shana 1 and Shana 2, when you do nothing, still counts, even according to the Manda Amar, near Lo Havei Chazaka. So therefore you see that on some level, L'chulei Alma, acting as the owner of the field, protecting it, constitutes a kind of demonstration of violence, even according to the Manda Amar, near Lo Havei Chazaka. The only thing is, obviously, as Simcha said on Tuesday, the Manda Amar who holds that near Lo Havei Chazaka would say, according to the Ramban, is that near cannot be the beginning of anything. Near can be part of the sandwich, can be inside the sandwich, between the pieces of bread, but it cannot be the bread. So that's the Ramban's sort of his suggested proof, if you want to call it that. I know you want to. I don't know whether to laugh at that line or to cry at that line, right? I think once you understand where the Ramban is coming from and you understand the kashas against the Rashbam, he's right, except for on the next nekuda, which is this is where the Rashba is going to take the Ramban to task. If you're right, you see.
The
Now, why the Ramban thinks Ein Anachon, I don't know. The point is that if you see a person, it's one thing if you see a person, you know, it's this Shita wants to say, and this is the Rashba Shita ultimately, that no, even the Mandam or Nir Lo Have Chazaka doesn't say that Nir is never Chazaka. What does he say? That Nir, in its own right, is never a Chazaka. But Nir followed by an Achilas Peros, according to the Mandam or Nir Lo Have Chazaka, once you do an Achilas Peros, then the Nir is part of the Achilas Peros. Now, why would you say, why would you think it shouldn't be? Why would the Ramban think otherwise? What's the difference between near before you've planted and the near between years 1 and 2 after you've planted? One, the latter, the Ramban says, clearly counts. Why doesn't the former count? Well, do you mean to say that when you first see the near, there's no reason to protest because he hasn't gotten anything? Once he's planted and harvested, and now this near, and that's different. Is that what you mean, or am I putting words in your mouth because I want to set you up?
No. Then what was the next one?
What's that?
Next one also.
Well, but once you see it, bookend. So, really, the problem for the Ramban, as Rashba would say, is that just because the near at the beginning is not a reason to protest because you don't know what's coming afterwards, when do you have to protest? You don't have to protest immediately. When do you have to protest? By the end of 3 years. By the end of 3 years, you saw already the near in the Achilas Peros. So you knew to protest. You can't say, well, I didn't really view that near as being part of his chazaka, him doing the field. What do you mean? You saw him do near and then eat the payer subsequently. So you can't tell me you didn't see him, the near shouldn't count. But the Ramban, for some reason, without real explanation, rejects this particular approach. Okay. Now one last. Are there any questions about the Ramban? Aside from why it's not clearer. I mean, I could be wrong in interpreting the Ramban. What methodologically speaking, aside from reading it repeatedly until you want to cry, how else do you try to figure out the Ramban? If I tell you it's a difficult Ramban, what's your first reaction? Especially in a Masechta like this where there's no footnotes. Look at his Talmidim and see what they quote, because they're bound to quote him. In this case, it helps a little bit. It helps a little bit. The Rashba is a Talmud of the Ramban, I believe. It's not the Rashba's only Rebbe, it's a Talmud, and the Ra'ah is the Talmud of the Ramban. And therefore, a lot of that Torah will show up in the Ra'ah's Talmud, the Ritva. In this case, I believe the Ritva might also, I'm not sure if the Ritva discussed the Ramban, the Rashba discusses the Ramban at some length. So the Rashba was the Hatzalah here. Okay. The truth be told is, once you know what the issues are and the questions are, meaning if you read the Gemara really carefully on your own with Rashbam, you would have been bothered by these questions. Most of us, I'll speak for myself, I can't speak for you, never read the Gemara that so carefully that we've already figured out the questions. But once you figure out the questions and what the Ramban writes, is mostly obvious. You know, minus one or two particularly difficult lines, and again, maybe something happened to the text of the Ramban. Once you realize what I think the questions are. All right, but what does the Rashba say? Ramban.
ורמבן פירש תלמד אמר ניר לא הווה חזקה, היינו שאפילו אותם ימים שניר בה אינן עולים לו לחשבון ימי שלוש שנים של חזקה, שאין מונים לו אלא משעה זריה ואלה, לפי שבשעה שהיה ניר לא היה נהנה מן הקרקע, אלא מהנה ואין חזקה למהנה,
אלא לנהנה.
וכמו שכתבנו למעלה, משמו של רבינו היגאון ז"ל, וכי דגרסינן בירושלמי ראו חורש וקוצר ומאמר ודש וזורר ובורר, ולא ראו מחמיס פירות אינו חזקה, שאינו חזקה אלא הכנסת פירות. וגם הרב זל בעצמו הביא מכאן ראיה לפירושו, ומדברי רבינו חנן עזב, זל שכתב על ירושלמי, זה דשמע מינה דאין חזקה אלא לנהנה. ומיש אמר ניר הרי זה חזקה, אחי כאמר שמיער לתוכה בתחילת השנה, וניר אותה כדי נירי אינשי ואמר כל השנה בחזקתו, ונטר לו כדי נטרי אינשי עד שזרה בשנה הבאה.
So, Osa Shana Shalnir.
Osa Shana Shalnir, Chashiva Leke Shana Shalema Miyom Liyom.
Which interpretation of Rambam is that, first or the second? It's the second, it's the V'yesh L'Faresh. Okay, and now he continues, Sharei L'man Damar.
Sharei L'man Damar, Nir L'Havei Chazaka, V'yitchilat Chazaka, Mishi Yichnas Besada, V'Yizra'ena. Mikol Mako Ma'afar, Shenislasha,
It's the Abba. You don't use it in between. Rafa PK. Okay. Fine. So that's what the Ramban's second approach, the Yesh Lefarish, the last paragraph that we read. Now the Rashba says.
Chada, the im isa de apilu nira uzriya, the ota shana, ain monin lo ela misha zriya, the ela. Imnesha eno nehne, ela mahane. Umeymar ala ida kol shivin de karva leova.
So if you want to say, really, that nir that precedes zriya, it doesn't count, you start counting from the zriya, not from the nir.
Im kain, av anu nehmar de im mach shivin, mach shivin lo ela misha zah masas peris labayit. שעד כאן נמצא מהנה ולא נהנה וכדברי הירושלמי בעצמוש הוא מסתיים ממנו.
In other words, why does the Zoreya count according to the Rambam? What benefit do you get from Zoreya? The answer is none.
But you could make a distinction between near, which we said is like...
The Rambam would probably say that Zoreya and the Harisha that immediately precedes Zoreya is part... he would say that's dependent... The Rambam would say that that's what the Yushalmi means when it says that without Achnasas Peiros, those things don't, nothing means anything. But once you do Achnasas Peiros, so the Zuriya matters, but not the Nir that's, you know when it'd be the analog of Lifnei de Lifnei, right? Or Machshirin de Machshirin. That's probably what the Rambam would say. That would address the Rashba's concern and the Mariapanim's concern. Okay.
The kol shekain the meimar amar mari ara kol tzvo shebeito shemasit leoba the aku nota peret the ara dide ashbacha the od lechora b'may the kamar b'achad near havi chazaka amir rabbanan do havi chazaka
so presumably he says that lechora the manner in which Rav Acha said near havi chazaka that's what the rabbanan were negating when they said lo havi chazaka. You define the negative in terms of what the positive is. I don't know if that's philosophically true, but certainly that's the way he says here. Whatever the mandamer near Havei Chazaka held, that's what near Lo Havei Chazaka that mandamer is arguing on. But don't necessarily expand it further. So what now? So he says. So the pashtus is, and even the Ramban read it that way in the second in the Yesh Lefaresh, Narashtana or Narashnasayim means he left it fallow, he left it plowed but fallow for the entire year. That presumably is what the Chachamim argue on. That's the only way they may say that near the Havah Chazaka. Aval. Umay. Havalei.
And the
Rashba says, is the point I made before, which is if you're going to say to me that he wasn't that you shouldn't count the near. According to the Mandar, that you shouldn't count near as chazaka because he had no reason to be mocha. The Ramban says the machal comes at the end. The Rashbash comes at the end. Ela b'sof shalosh, the kevan.
The kevan she'amad shem ze shalosh shanim kederach avaylim. Hayel lo limcho tok shalosh shenichna ze lesade. V'nira uparnasa kederach avaylim. My amar mikom makom oto zman shenehne lo alu lezeh shem mahane v'lo nehne. אם כן אפילו ימי הניר שבשנה שנייה לא תעלה לו בחושכן ימים שעמדו בלניר בין קצירה לניר.
So he says, if you want to say my amrus, what are you going to say the Ramban? That nonetheless, the amount, when he was nana, doesn't count. Then if that's the case, even the days that come, in other words, the Ramban is saying, what is the Ramban saying? This is what I was trying to highlight before. Here's the Rashba's attacking. The Ramban, does the Ramban say, does the near ever constitute a chazaka, according to the Ramban, for the man that amar near lohave chazaka? The answer is yes. When? When it's bookended by the Zrio Sarachilos. Why should that matter? The Rashba says. Maybe you're going to say it matters because when it's not part of the bookend, the owner doesn't know that he's going to be Nana, so the owner feels no need to protest. Take the following scenario. Zara, Charash Zara V'Ochal, Charash Zara V'Ochal, and then let's say you needed 3 full years starting at 36 months from the beginning of Charash V'Zara. And the last time around, Charash V'Zara V'Ochal, but you're not at 36 months yet, and now he does near. So does that near count? What might you say? You might say it doesn't count. You know why? Because how did I know that you were going to do anything with that near? You weren't nana from that. So why should I assume that why should I protest? It's true when the near comes on the back end. But when it comes on the front end, the Rashba says, if I have near and then Charash v'zara v'yachal, and then whatever, near again, charash v'zara v'yachal, near v'charash v'zara v'yachal. So then, even though when you do the near initially, I don't know whether to say anything or not, because after all, I'm benefiting. Once you see me start eating and go through that process, you know that that first near was part of the whole process. So he says, I don't understand, Ramban. Once you're going to say that the near at the beginning is not mitzurf to the yachila that follows it, why should the near in the middle count either? The reason why the near in the middle counts is because since it's bookended, it's muchrach that the near is part of achilas peros. But if that's the case, even near that comes at the beginning is part of achilas peros, because the machad doesn't have to come till the way end. So you already, at that point, you have the knowledge to realize that that first near that started the whole process was part of the achila. So that's what he says. That again, I read this last part. The Iyamris, it's 4 lines from the bottom, at least on my sheet, on the last printout. The Iyamris, Bisman on Yershimahana, Lochashash Limchos, Valo Enamacha, Betkilas Ashalosh, Elabasov Shalosh, Vachavan Shamanze, Shamze, Shaloshan, and Kederachabailim, Hayelo Limchos, Tosh Shalosh, Nichnazel, the Sode, Vimero Pirnasa Kederachabailim. My Amris, but Mikomakom, Oso Zman at the beginning, Shenene, Lo Olulo, Lizesh, Shemahan of Lonene, you're going to say, no, if you're not getting Hana, it doesn't count. If you don't even do near in the interim time, if you just leave the field alone after you harvested the first time, and you come back 4 months later and you replant it, why should that time count according to you, Ramban? This is the line you want to underline. Elavada Nira. This is the Rashba's position where he argues on the Ramban. Elavada Nira. That even if you hold near lo have a chazaka, that means a complete year of near doesn't constitute anything. But a near that's followed by a zriya, when do you count chazaka for that year from? What's the date of the beginning of the chazaka? Beginning of the near. Beginning of the near. Umonin lo mishas hanir de lo in avidinish de karvi the karvi le laare vizari la bosa near vishasek. So we basically have then really 3 positions. Fundamentally speaking, which we have Rashi, Rashba, and Ramban. Which of the 2 we've shown and really agree with each other fundamentally in terms of the more basic issue?
Rashba and Ramban.
Rashba and Ramban really agree with each other that fundamentally the Nekudas HaMachlokes is about whether or not near of an extended period, whether or not near in its own right constitutes a reason for the Baalim to protest. If you hold near lo have chazaka, then on near alone certainly nobody protests. According to the Ramban, not only near alone, but even near before Peiros, nobody protests. But certainly near alone, nobody protests, according to the Mandamar near lo have chazaka. According to the Mandamar near have chazaka. So it is a reason to protest. How long, according to Ramban and Rashba, would you have to have near in order to get a chazaka with it, according to the Mandamar near have chazaka? According to Ramban and Rashba, because they agree on this. About how long would it require? Well, it depends what you hold like. If you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, so then you would say that near of Yom Echad is considered chazaka of one shana, shana shlema. If you hold like the Chachamim, then how much near would you need to be a chazaka l'man damar near have chazaka? A year, a full year. Ramban and Rashba only argue over whether or not when you have Zriya and Achilas Peres, whether the near that precedes it starts the clock. That's all. And that's obviously a concern only according to which Tanaim. The Chachamim, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Mistama, you don't need 3 full years. You just need the right kind of Peres planted. And if you have the right kind of Peres planted, it doesn't matter whether you count from the beginning of the year or not. You're going to have enough Zman. Remember, you're not counting 3 full calendar years. You have enough Zman for however long it took the Peres to grow. 3 months for Rabbi Yishmael, 1 month for Rabbi Akiva. Rashbam is a completely different approach to reading the Gemara, and he doesn't read well in a couple of the parts. The Rashbam says that everybody holds that what? Then in near of a Shana Shlema, Rabbi Chazaka. What do they argue about? Well, the near of Yom Echad is Chashav Kishana Shlema. That's what they're arguing about. Okay. Yes, Ari.
Just to clarify, the Rashba, he's saying that line that for the one who says Lava Chazaka, a whole year of near, Even if you do stuff afterwards, that doesn't count.
Correct. And as Rashba says, that if you have a full year in which you just do near, it doesn't count for anything.
Even
according to the Nandamar, near the Havachazaka.
Even if there's a Havachazaka period after that.
Well, you're not going to have a Havachazaka period, so you're going to plant the next year.
Right. I'm saying, even if that whole year near isn't, in a way, pairing.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. In other words, if all you did in this year was near, it doesn't matter. It doesn't help you.
Then that
counts. Then you start counting. I'll leave it to Chachamim from the beginning of the year, not from the Zriya. Okay. So, well, there's one last issue to grapple with here. And that is, what is the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So whatever the Machlokas is, as Ari pointed out earlier, in comparing this to my question, the difference between them cannot be obvious. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have asked Mai Beinayu. Usually, it wouldn't. So, what did Rav say? What was Rav's formulation of the Chachamim? Cheskas Shaloshanim miyom liyom. What did Shmuel say? Chachamim ad sheyigdar shalosh gederosh v'yivtzar gimel betziros v'yimso gimel mesikos. Okay, what are gederos? Please do not tell me fences. Please do not tell me moving animals. So be godros. What are gederos? No.
Those who harvest dates?
Harvest, not dates. Well, there is a funny passage, is a mistake in the Rashban later, where when he talks about the Paris, he says dekel instead of teina. Right? I believe it's... Kanas es kayatso. Kayatso are figs. So, shall go there. Oh, Taka, I take that back. I apologize. You guys are right. I don't know why. It's very strange. Does anybody correct this? This is a Bryson Shabbos that I always recite. You're Orev Teinim, you're go there B'tmarim. So it shouldn't have been. What does he say?
It says,
I understand. Well, no, that's not the Gemara I'm thinking. I'm thinking the Gemara is actually on the Mishnah 9 Gimel. The Gemara is in Ayin Dalet or something like that, where it has all the Ayin Gimel or Ayin Dalet, where it lists all the various kinds of harvesting. You know, Kotzer, Tvua, Mosek Zaysim, Botzer Anavim, Ora Batenim, Goder Batmarim. So I don't know why it's Shalosh Gederos. It should have been Shalosh Urios. Yeah, okay, but that's not, I don't think that's relevant here. All right, anyway, there is another girsa here. The Marshal, I assume he amended it. I don't think it's in the Kisriyad, but maybe I didn't look carefully. Gedidos. Understand, which means to cut trees or harvest trees or some. I'm not sure what he means harvest or cut, but understand why does he do that. He's probably trying to avoid the problem that we're raising. Okay. If the Chachamim, if Shmuel is formulating the Chachamim's response, then what did the Chachamim say? They spoke about figs, olives, and grapes. He talks about dates, olives, and grapes. Botzer and Mosek are the same as in the Mishnah. Goder is not the same in the Mishnah. Right. The truth is the Yerushalmi is also off kilter. Rav said, Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel, Zodah Rishon, Kiva Chamam, Shlosh Hashanim Katzir, Shlosh Hashanim Batzir, Shlosh Hashanim Masik. Once again, we have a wild card. In the Mishnah, it's figs, and the Yerushalmi, it's grain, which makes no sense, because the whole point is that it was to stay Elon. Okay, so that means that Kotzer Tainim. The answer is the Katzir and the Yerushalmi has to be Tainim, but the Bavli has to go there for some reason. Okay. Anyway. So looking at their formulations, Shmuel says you need three harvests of dates or three harvests of olives or three harvests of grapes. It's not enough to have one of each in 1 year. Now, presumably, what does Shmuel then require? How long a period of time? What? Well, he requires 3 years. It may not be 36 months. What's that? Correct, but it's not, as opposed to being, it was opposed to the possibility of even getting it within 1 year based upon three different parts of the field. Here, you require 3 years, not 36 months, but somehow a much larger fraction. You know, 2 years and then some chunk. So, what would the obvious nafka mina between Rav and Shmuel be?
Time-wise.
If that's only if, however, Ari, you read Rav is saying what? 36 months. Now, from the fact that the Gemara says, my benayu, and gives, the question, Ari, may not be dispositive, but the answer the Gemara suggests that they had to fetch for an nafkamina, and the obvious nafkamina is the one they should have given, which is, do you need 36 full months? And that would suggest what?
That's not
Rav's position. That Rav, even Rav believes it's less than 36 months. How much less than 36 months? Great question. And now, because of that, both Rav and Shmuel hold you need 3 years, but you know, you need three of the same crop, which usually, at least that's what we're thinking right now, is three parts of three agricultural years, large parts of three agricultural years. What's enough nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? To that, the Gemara says, Dek El Nara. Dek El Nara. So, question now is, what is the Dek El Nara? And really, fundamentally, what are Rav and Shmuel's positions? That's the part we have to figure out. So now, let's take a look in Rashbam. Let's at least do Rashbam, maybe a little further than that.
Should I keep reading?
No. You read fine. Ellie?
Sure.
El Chavrusa El Misusa.
Dekel Nara, Mahika, you can read it tonight?
Yes.
Dekel Nara Ika Binaihu, Dekel Yada or Bakura, the Pachot Misholosh and Mishlemot Toenet Solosh Pami.
See, it's apparently, yes, one of the Rishonim says it's like a Nara who can give birth and 11 months later, give birth again. I mean, you don't have to be a Nara just to do that, but, you know, there's a term, I think, called Irish twins. What?
I'm an Irish twin.
Really? You don't look Irish to me. I know, you're the older, aren't you?
I am, 363 days.
Okay, there you go. What's that?
Such fun fact.
Okay. So can they compromise and celebrate your birthday on the day between? And be Yotze both? Because the gematria is you can be off by one.
You don't want the younger one's a middle child also. So if you have celebrated his birthday with his brother.
I see. Okay, fine. Fine. Yes, in Divrei Hesped, they said about the Rebbetzin Yankelevich, Zechrona Lebracha, that, you know, with all her children and grandchildren, she always knew to give the attention needed to each one child what they needed. And somebody said, and I suspect it was a middle child or the spouse of a middle child talking, and said, and knew when a middle child needed the attention also. So it's true. Okay, for some middle children. So it's called a Dekel Nara. It produces three crops in less than 3 years. The Lishmuel. Okay. So the point is, what does it mean miyom liyom? What does miyom liyom mean according to the Rashbam? I don't think it means 36 months. If Shmuel's position, you have to infer from Shmuel's position is what? How long does a normal dekel produce fruits in? I don't know, from the time you hand pollinate the dekel until the time it's produced ripe fruits, I don't know, it takes 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. So how long would it take to produce a normal dekel to produce three crops? What's that? I'm sorry? No. Let's say it takes 6 months from the time you hand fertilize the dekel until it produces fruits. What? No, 30 months. It would go from the pollination till the last harvest. That's what Rav would say. What would Shmuel say? See, where does Shmuel say there's a chazaka? Presumably, we think. This is not the only reading the Gemara, but if Shmuel says, Shalosh Gederos, and we're talking about a Dekel Nara which produces in less than 3 years, that means that the Dekel is very hardy, and it's producing fruits at a more rapid clip, and after you've harvested one, at a certain point you're able to go pollinate again, and it will reproduce quicker. So how long is it going to take for three Gederos? I don't know, let's say it's only 10 months between each time that you start the process over. So then it's going to take only 28 months instead of 30 months. So that's one. What Rav requires, Rav would require the peros of three normal agricultural years. Dekel Nara is an exception, it's faster. Shmuel says that's enough. Rav says nothing doing. You need 30 months. That's one pshat. And he doesn't say beferish what Rav holds, but I assume that I'm contrasting it to Shmuel. If Shmuel says that it's toenesh shalosh pa'amim in less than 3 years, and again, every dekel is, I think, going to produce in less than 36 months, but it's going to be each time it produces fruit and you harvest it, it's going to be 1 year apart. That's 3 years. Whereas for Shmuel, it's going to be less than 12 months between the harvests. Okay. The Rabbeinu Hananel.
Hamashir.
A dekel that drops its dates, Peros Hanoshrin, before they're fully ripe. Miloshon, and what's the Nara? Chotzninarti, which what is chotzen? AJ, is it like his garment? This was like shook his garment out, like shake the dust off and get going, or something like that. So lina'er means to shake off. So chotzninarti. So that's what a dekel nara. It should almost be read as a dekel noara, or something like that. So not a dekel na'ara. So a dekel which casts off its roots. So the Divrei Shmuel. Okay. In other words, Shmuel would say, you know, and I assume that according to Rashbam's reading of Rabbi Hanana, what do you do with these fruits? Of what value are these fruits? None. No. Dried out. Dried dates are dried from the fully ripened fresh dates. Dates that have never developed fully, that are dropped before they're ripe, will not be good no matter how you consume them. Mutants. Did you ever? It's like any fruit that's not ripe. What did you say? Weather?
Yeah.
Highly unlikely. You know why? Where must dates grow, and only there? Are you geographically most proximate? No, not in the tropics. They will not grow in tropics. They tried growing them in Florida in the early part of the 20th century. It did not work. No, date palms. Date palms. What?
Mediterranean climates?
Dry sea level?
Where? No. Mediterranean climate, specifically desert. They need very dry air, but they need water. And that's why, where do they grow? In oases, naturally, in deserts. So they grow in the Coachella Valley, closest to San Diego. Okay. I know. L.A. is still closest, okay? I don't think there's anybody here from Phoenix, so. Anyway, the Coachella Valley, the great music festival, and the dates. Okay, I believe that's the only place in this country where dates are grown. So that's why I think that weather, I guess freakish weather could have an effect, but you don't usually get that much in deserts. So this sounds like a decalara, a tree that's like more like a mutancy. That's my guess, but. So if you have. Yes. Maybe Alex is right. I don't know. So anyway, it's a note that according to Shmuel, you're not having achilas peros. According to Rav, the Amar be'inan gimel shana v'arei umachsepo gimel shana mehadi chazaka. Now it's a little strange only because what does Rav hold then? Why is this a difficult reading? Whose position makes sense here and whose doesn't? In Dekel Noara, if I may call it that. Whose position does not make sense? Yehuda. Why not?
Because how exactly do you get a chazaka on something like this?
If you're not eating the peros, and the whole point of the Shalashanim is, it's almost like he's saying, Rav would have to be saying, it's Shalashanim for Shtar, and there's no relationship to what you're actually doing in the Karaka. But that's not true. We all know that the Karaka. We all know that the karka, the reason why you're supposed to protest, the reason why it's 3 years, is because you see somebody eating your karka, and you're not getting the benefit, and you should say something. But if the peiros were nashu, b'kodem gomran, and there's no real benefit to be derived from them, why should it constitute a chazaka? You should know that you have to keep hang on to your shtar for 3 real productive years. So you might say that it means you do something with these peiros, but it's not the normal usage of the peiros, and that's what they're arguing about. Okay. There's a third lashon. He said, but note by the way here. Ulfia lashon azeh. Now, it might very well be, according to this lashon, you can't tell for sure. Rashbam holds, what does Rav hold? What is Gimel Shanim? Might be miyom liyom. And Shmuel holds, of course you need Gimel Shanim yom liyom, but you also need 3 good crops. So Shmuel is being more machmir than Rav here in terms of what it's required to get a chazaka. And therefore, it could be that even Rav doesn't hold in this 36 months. It's hard to tell, but it sounds a little bit more like that. Okay. Lishna Harina.
Duparin. Duparin shows up upon mine b'shana.
It's a tree that produces twice a year.
The Shmuel b'shana u'mechetze havaya chazaka d'ha ika sholosh g'gederot u'rav lo havaya chazaka d'leika sholoshanim.
Okay. Now, according to Shmuel, one question. Don't we say that there's a chazaka that gimel shana mizer inish b'shtare? So it's only been a year and a half. Why should you get a chazaka?
Because the owner, the Mar Kama, should know that he needs to be more
Correct. It means even 3 years means three achilas, three full achilas peros of different seasons. And since the owner sees, he knows it's the dekel nar, it produces viewparin, it produces biannually. Biannually? Is that twice a year or every 2 years? Every 2 years. So, yeah, like a biweekly is every 2 weeks. What? Okay, so whatever it is, twice a year. Twice a year. So he knows he's got to protest within a year and a half. That's his job. When three full crop cycles have passed, he's got to protest. Okay. Now, Tosus has a question. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ellie.
We're just looking biannual. Could actually mean twice a year or every 2 years.
Oh, that's great. That's like sanctioned. There's a whole who's they're called Janus words.
Semi-annual is also twice a year.
What's that? Inflammable.
Yeah, I was thinking semi-annual.
Inflammable.
Inflammable only means one thing.
It means flammable.
Yeah, it's flammable and inflammable mean the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Inflammable is a made-up word. People got it.
No, I think inflammable can mean...
Inflammable means irritable. It's the same thing.
What?
Something that's inflammable is...
Well, no, I think it can also be something that's not burnable. I think it means both. Anyway, whatever. Go on the web and look up Janus words or Janus words, however you pronounce it, and you'll see there's a whole list of them. You got a lot. Yeah, what's that? The cleave. That's right. Either to stick to or to separate. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Fine. We got it. We got the idea. Although Hebrew, I thought only... No, Hebrew, how do you have in Hebrew? Different binyanim.
No, there is. There's one church here. In theory.
Well, Kodesh, if it's a pagan sanctuary, because... Okay. Anyway, I don't think you'll find it too often if you find it all in Hebrew. No, Kadesh means a holy place. It may not be holy from our perspective. I don't want to say it is or isn't. It could be a cultic prostitute. No. That's not its opposite. That's a word that has two meanings. Here is Davar Hipucho that Ibn Ezra so strongly objects to. I forget where. He gets very upset about that. I forget where he says that. It must be in one of the... Oh, on Oren Choshech, I think. He gets very upset about that.
Yoga?
No. On Vayora Salaila, he says, unless it's euphemistic. Or somewhere he says that you can't have something mean itself and its opposite. Okay, welcome to the English language. Okay, so what we're going to do on Monday, we're going to try to finish this up on Monday and probably go on to the next sugya, is I want to take a look at the other three we've shown and to see how they handle what exactly is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And we'll sort of wrap things up with that. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.